Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to be talking about hormones, hormones, hormones. You cannot live without them, period. You know, there's an old saying that if you hang around with 80-year-olds, you will act like 80-year-olds. If you hang around with 20-year-olds, you're going to act like 20-year-olds. Well, in the same token, your hormones are the same way. See, if we optimize your hormones and bring them back to the way they were in your 20s and 30s, your body will then respond appropriately and act like a younger, healthier you. Today, we are talking about your hormones and how they help you stay young and healthy. As a matter of fact, most of your hormones start decreasing when you get to 30 to 35. That's when they peak, and then they start going downhill from there. But the only hormone that doesn't do that is your stress hormone, which actually gets worse as you get older. So let's talk about your hormones, all right? First of all, let's talk about your energy. Your energy, there are two energy sources in your body from hormones. Your thyroid, which is your everyday energy, and your adrenals, which is your emergency energy. You look down, you see a snake, you're gone. That was your adrenal glands giving you emergency energy. You see the car is about to fall on your child. You get the strength to push the car away. That was your adrenals. So your adrenals give you emergency energy. Your thyroid, on the other hand, gives you everyday energy. You see, your brain surveys your body and make determinations based on what's going on. So if your brain senses that your body's energy level is low, your brain sends a signal to your thyroid called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. That's the signal from your pituitary to your thyroid gland to tell your thyroid to make thyroid hormone. But guess what? For those of you who have children out there, you know, just because you tell your child to clean up their room doesn't mean that they listen. Well, in the same token, just because you tell your thyroid to make thyroid hormone doesn't mean that your thyroid is listening. So your thyroid may choose to not listen to what your brain tells it. But let's say that your thyroid was a good student and decided to listen to what your brain says. Well, the thyroid still cannot make thyroid hormone if you're low in minerals and vitamins. Minerals that are required to make thyroid hormone is magnesium, zinc, iodine, and selenium. So if you're low in any of those, guess what? You cannot make thyroid hormone. It's like trying to make a cake without flour. Now, in addition to the minerals, you need vitamins to make thyroid hormone. The vitamins you need is vitamin A and vitamin C. I'm sorry, vitamin A and vitamin B. Vitamin B2 and B6. If you're low in those vitamins, guess what you're not making? You're not making thyroid hormone. Well, let's say that your thyroid is listening and you have all your minerals and your vitamins. Now the thyroid main, primarily two main hormone, T3, thyroid with three iodines, and T4, thyroid with four iodines. Now the one T4, thyroid with four iodine, is 93% of the thyroid made, and it's not active. Thyroid with three iodine, T3, is the active thyroid, and only 7% of your thyroid is T3. When you run out of T3, your body converts T4 into T3 because an enzyme comes along and takes one of the iron off to make it into T3. Unfortunately, when you go to your doctor, your doctor measures your T4 levels and your TSH levels. The problem with that is that simply because your TSH level is high does not mean that you are doing well or not well. If your levels are low or high, it doesn't matter because that's not the determinant of your active thyroid. Right? And when you check T4, again, that is not your active thyroid. So we are checking the wrong things. Just knowing that your T4 is high does not equate to T3 being normal or T3 being high, because there is a conversion that happens and no one knows what that conversion is because everyone is different. Now, why is it important to have plenty of T3? Well, let's say that you went to your gas station and you filled up with gasoline. Your car doesn't drive because it's full of gasoline. Your car drives because you turned a key and ignited the engine. And then if you took your foot off the brakes and put it into drive, the car goes forward. And if you stand behind the car, you get hot from the exhaust. So the key is a key to moving your car forward. T3, the active thyroid, is your key. And every single cell in your body needs to have T3 in it to turn on the ignition. So you could eat a lot of food. Your cells could be full of raw materials. But until you get T3 in there to turn the engines of the cell does not burn energy and does not do its function. Well, what does that mean? Well, let's say that half of your brain cells had the active T3 in it, and the other half did not. All right? And I'm giving you information today. Well, the ones that have the T3 in them will put the information neatly away in a drawer. The other half that doesn't have the free T3 will throw the information on the floor. And tomorrow when you go to recall what we talked about, the ones that put it in the drawer will say, "Here's the information, sir." The ones that threw it on the floor will say, "You know, boy, I know we talked about this, but I just don't remember." That's because they didn't store it properly. See, that's the difference. So when your cells have free T3, your cells can, engines are turned on and the cells can do their function. But again, what does that mean to you? Well, in your body, every single thing in your body is made of cells, and your body is constructed of 60 to 100 trillion cells. Every organ in your body is made of cells. So your brain has brain cells, your lung have lung cells, your liver has liver cells, your muscles have muscle cells, your bone has bone cells, your immune system has immune cells, your heart have heart cells. So everything has cells. Your blood has red cells and white cells. They all have cells. And every organ in your body has a function. So when you turn the engine on, the cells does their function. So let's look at an example. Let's say that you have, your immune cells don't have free T3 in it. It would be like going to battle with troops who have not had any food. Because your immune cells, they are your body's defense cells. They kill bacteria and virus and fungus and parasites and anything that comes to your body that's not supposed to be there, your immune cells destroy them. So when your T3 is low in your immune cells, then that virus that should have lasted 2 days now will last 2 weeks. So your body cannot fight that virus because your immune system does not have T3. Well, let's step back and talk about your thyroid and your everyday energy. When you say to yourself, "Doc, I am tired, I'm run down, I have no energy, my skin is dry, my hair is falling out, I look at food, I gain weight," your thyroid is not active. You have low thyroid or you are hypothyroid. When you look at your girlfriend or your friend and he or she is running all over the place, eats like a hog and never gains a pound, that person's thyroid is optimal. So when your thyroid is optimal, you burn fat, you have tons of energy, and your body functions like a well-oiled machine. Now, what is normal? Well, normal is based on whichever lab you go to. Typically, a normal level is they take about 1,000 people between ages 20 and 80, they measure their levels, and they put it on a graph. And where 80% falls, they consider that normal. So basically, normal is the 80% in the middle, and then you have a 10% which is above normal, and 10% which is below normal. Now, let's look at school. Would you rather be a B student or an A student? Well, an A student, according to our scenario here, would be abnormal. A B student would be normal, and a D student would be failing. Simple as that. So that's what normal means. Now, does that mean that because you are in a normal range that it's normal for you? Absolutely not. It doesn't mean that at all. That was that 1,000 people that they chose. That was their bell curve. That had nothing to do with you because you are an individual. And your normal is wherever it is that your body feels fantastic. So if you have a lot of energy and you feel great and you burn in fat, your thyroid is normal. If you're not, if you're overweight, your thyroid is probably not normal. So normal for you is not the same as normal for that lab, and don't expect it to be. You know, in our office, normal is when you tell me that you feel great. If you feel great, then everything is okay. If you don't feel great, then it's not normal. We need to find out what is wrong. What do we need to improve? So that's your thyroid. So your thyroid is very important for your everyday energy. It's your key to your cells, and it needs to be in every single cell in your body. Now, unfortunately, when we measure T3, we don't even measure what is being converted into T3. See, the things that converts the inactive thyroid into the active thyroid are testosterone, converts inactive T4 into active T3. Progesterone converts inactive T4 into T3. A normal progesterone estrogen ratio converts T4 into T3. So thyroid, very important for your energy, very important for your life, everyday energy, and if it's not optimal, you are not optimal. Next, let's talk about your testosterone. You know, we all know that testosterone builds muscle. We all do. But guess what the biggest muscle in our body is? It's your heart. That's correct. So before you can build that muscle in your arms and your legs, when you start lifting weights, guess what? You can't do that until you build the muscle in your heart. You see, if you were to remodel or fix up an old car, what's the first thing you do? You drop a new engine in first. That's what you do. See, when people start lifting weights, what do you notice about your blood vessels? You notice that their veins get big. Why does your veins get big? Well, the veins get big because before you started lifting weights, your veins were four-lane highways. And then once you start lifting weights, your muscles needed more raw materials. How does raw materials get to the muscles? Through the arteries and the veins. So therefore, the first thing that happens is that your highway system to the muscles gets improvement. So your arteries go from a four-lane highway to an eight-lane highway. So now the raw materials can fly down the highway to the muscles so they can be right there when they need it right away. All right? And how does the highway get better? The heart has to pump the red cells and the white cells and the nutrients through the veins to your muscles. So you can't improve that raw material transfer without transport, without optimizing your heart first. So when you're 20 years old and your testosterone level is way up there in the 900 to 1200 range, your arteries, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. And when you're 60 and your testosterone level is down there in the 100, 200, 300 range, your heart is like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. When you're 20, your heart beats like this. And when you're 60, it goes. So you see, when you're young, when your testosterone level is optimal, number one, it strengthens your heart muscle. Number two, it improves your blood pressure. Number three, it protects you from heart disease. So testosterone, number one, strengthens your heart, improves your blood pressure, and protects you from heart disease. That's why 20-year-olds don't have heart attacks. As you get older, your testosterone gets lower, so your heart muscle is weaker. And since your heart muscle is weaker, your blood pressure is worse. And because your blood pressure is worse and your heart muscle is weaker, now you're prone to getting a heart attack. The second organ that testosterone affects is your brain. In your brain, testosterone, number one, improves your memory. Number two, sharpens your cognitive function. Number three, reduces your stress level. Number four, helps you sleep better at nights. Number five, helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, when you are young and you fall, you jump up. When you're older and you fall, you break a hip. Well, that's because testosterone makes your muscles stronger and your bones stronger. So when you're 60 and you fall, your muscles are weaker and your bones are weaker. Guess what? You break a hip. You know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when you normally have to reach for that caffeine or that energy drink, when you optimize your testosterone, guess what? You're converting the inactive thyroid into active thyroid, so therefore you have a lot more energy. Pretty powerful stuff. Now, testosterone also decreases belly fat and builds muscles. Testosterone also improves libido, and for women, improves vaginal lubrication. That's what testosterone does for you. As a matter of fact, in our office, we use injections and we do a lot of pellets from BioT. And I can tell you this much. Since we started doing pellets, initially we started 4 years ago, 70% of our patients were male and 30% of our patients female on testosterone when we started doing BioT pellets. Now, 75% of our patients on testosterone are females, 25% are male. And why is that? It's because, number one, women get the same benefits as men. Number two, women shear. Men don't. So when a woman does well on her pellets, she tells her girlfriends. When a man does well, he tells no one. So that's why, you know, not only that, when women are on testosterone, the men cannot keep up with them. Sorry to say, guys, you cannot keep up with a woman. If you and her are both on testosterone, you come crying to me because you cannot keep up with her. As a matter of fact, I have patients who call me up and say, you know, I can tell you the day my wife runs out of her pellets. I can tell you because she's no longer as nice as she used to be. Because once you're on pellets, women do very, very well. They're very nice. If you think your wife or your girlfriend is very nice, put on pellets. And it will rock your relationship in the sense that you are going to be very, very happy. She's going to be happy. And you're going to say to me, boy, I thought she was nice before, but now she's really nice. And that's how it works with testosterone. Now, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. This is Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. Today we are talking about hormones. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon. It's also available on the website at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. When you go to that website or when you come to my office, you'll get a free autograph copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. We are in our new location now, which is right across in the other building from the one we were. The very beautiful facilities, and now is a great time to come to visit us. So we are talking about the benefit, we are talking about hormones, hormones, hormones. So next I'm going to talk to you about the benefits of growth hormone, the body's healing hormone. You know, a lot of athletes want growth hormone. You know why? Because when they have growth hormones, their bodies heal quickly. You know, when your growth hormone level is not optimal and you injure yourself, it tells your body, you know, let's fix the problem next month. When your body is optimal, it says, let's fix the problem right now. That's the difference. You know, when you are on growth hormone and you have surgery, your doctor is going to say to you, boy, you healed so quickly. I'm surprised you're already up and about. I mean, look at you. I mean, you are doing incredible. Boy, I'm normally it would take 2 weeks to get to this point, and you got there in only 5 days. You know, that's the kind of thing that happened because growth hormone helps your body heal well. Well, what are the benefits of growth hormone? Well, faster wound healing and stronger bones. Pretty good. Faster wound healing and stronger bones. Improve sexual performance. Healthy maintenance of vital organs. What are your vital organs? Your heart, your brain, your lungs, your kidneys. Healthy maintenance of your vital organs. Lower risk of heart disease. Lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Reduce body fat and increase muscle mass. Reduce body fat and increase muscle mass. Increase energy level and enhance your mood. Sharpen your vision and memory. Regrow your hair, have smoother and firmer skin. Improve your cognitive functioning. Enhance your immune functioning. That's what growth hormone does for you. Unfortunately, growth hormone is very expensive, but it does an incredible amount of good stuff for you. You know, in medicine, 1 + 1 = 2, because when you optimize two hormones, it's a synergistic effect. They help each other and they do other things from it. So growth hormone is incredible for you. It helps in a lot of things. And I can tell you this much. If your levels are not optimal, optimizing it can certainly make you feel better. Now, last thing I'm going to talk about is estrogen and progesterone. I have two things to say about that. Number one, estrogen and progesterone have to be balanced. Number two, if your levels are low, you cannot be beautiful. Estrogen and progesterone is what is required to keep you looking young and sexy and attractive. Estrogen is required to make collagen. So when your estrogen levels get low, guess what happens to your collagen? Your collagen decreases and you start wrinkling. You know that a nice, beautiful hourglass figure that you used to have, when your estrogen progesterone are off, that is gone, and now you don't have that curves that you used to have. You know that beautiful skin texture that you used to have? When your estrogen progesterone are off or low, you lose that texture that you have. Estrogen and progesterone, they work synergistically. Estrogen makes you bleed a lot. Progesterone stops the bleeding. Estrogen causes you to have heavy periods. Progesterone stops it from being heavy. Estrogen causes you to have weight gain during your menses. Progesterone stops it. Estrogen causes your breast tissue to grow. Progesterone stops it. So they work together as a team. So after menopause, if your estrogen and progesterone is low, you start losing all the things that kept you to be young and attractive and sexy. And not only that, your vaginal lubrication decreases. You know, that the way your vagina used to hold anything you wanted to put in there, now that goes away, and now it hurts when you start having sex. Those are all because of lowered estrogen and progesterone. Estrogen and progesterone also helps with your bones. It helps make your bones stronger and healthier. So when you start losing that, you start becoming osteoporotic, just like testosterone with your bones. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. I'd love to talk to you a bit more about hormones, but I have my time's up for today. So I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The number to call in is 210-559-5959. Or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. It's also available at the website www.growyoungeragain.com. And if you purchase it from that site, you will get an autographed copy with it. All right? You can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 2929.com. And once again, I do want to remind you that, you know, we talked a lot about hormones, but, you know, it's, you can't just be put on hormones without doing your homework first. You know, if I said to you, how do I get to Houston? You cannot tell me how to get to Houston if I don't tell you where you are. So before anyone can be put on hormones, we have to know what your levels are, and we have to know what's going on before we can assess you. So we need to know, and we need to know information before we can do anything. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.